Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I'm not kidding.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Jerry Jones.
Poor
Did
fella.
He really threaten to fire those two guys?
Well, he doesn't own Odyssey. They're owned by Odyssey. They're the flagship of the Dallas Cowboys.
They are the flagship.
So that's like...
You don't think Lakeham could get you and me booted?
In a Texas second.
I mean, it would all come down to the big boss, Nahigi, and whether he'd have our back or not.
Yeah.
I could see him folding.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He could stand up for us.
I could see him folding.
Yeah.
We're efforting Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers.
That last caller triggered me. Personal beef with a player? I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I just come down Dre's road because I put myself in the Warrior teammate shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
No, usually if there's been something with an athlete, we have a little issue and then we try to get over it. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now, three-time Super Bowl champ Randy Cross. Hey, Randy, I want to let you in on the conversation we're having today. I was just thinking, you know, the San Francisco 49ers, they're 3-3. And the Dallas Cowboys are 3-3. And Jerry Jones is on Texas radio being very contentious and actually threatening to fire a couple guys who do his talk show because he didn't like the questions. We got Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia getting into it with the fans in Philadelphia. Then knowing he was going to get asked about it, he brings his kids up to the podium, and now that's all they're talking about in Philadelphia. When you played 13 years for the San Francisco 49ers, how would you describe the Bay Area media when you played? Fair, soft, difficult?
A tad bit contentious, but, you know, it kind of is what it is when it comes to the media. I mean, they're not there to make friends or cover you in a way that you may think is fair. Jerry Jones needs to go out, go to Home Depot, send somebody at the Cowboy facility and get about 200 mirrors.
Yeah.
If they want to know what the problem is, it's not too far away from what they look in the mirror and see.
So, wow.
Yeah, I mean, the Bay Area media was just fine. There was always, you know, two or three idiots. And right now, if you looked at, you know, everybody that works at the Niners, on the Niners, media-wise, there are two or three idiots probably in that group that go out of their way to try to be a jerk once in a while. But that's human nature more than anything else.
Right. You also were a member of the media after your career was over. What was your philosophy, if you will? What did you try to bring in that position?
Well, I was never under the delusion that I was really a part of the, you know, a journalist.
Okay.
You know, I was a former player who was hired to talk about the game the way I saw it. You occasionally have an opportunity to do some stuff that qualifies. I used to have all the respect in the world for journalism in general. I thought they were amazing with their, you know, probes and things they could do, but that's kind of fallen by the wayside over the last decade or so. But I never really considered myself, to be honest with you, a journalist. I was a member of the media, but I was pretty far from being a journalist in that I was not impartial about the game. I loved the game, you know, with everything I have, and I wasn't going to do anything to, you know, endanger it. And that's not something you can usually say about people that cover something.
Wow. Good stuff, Randy. You know, me and my partner are blessed. We get to share our opinion. Didn't play the game like yourself, a three-time champ. Kansas City's coming to town. The Niners have lost two Super Bowls to them, Randy. And I couldn't wait to ask you this question. Trent Williams said, you know what? This is just another game. And a guy like me fell out of my chair because I'm thinking to myself, Randy, is that leadership to the young guys? But damn it, I'm not Randy Cross, but I'm damn sure going to ask him because, man, yeah, you need this game. But, Randy, you want to extract revenge and send a message. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, but you're not going to say that, you know, Monday or Tuesday of the week of the game. You might say that behind closed doors. You might say that in a locker room to your guys, but you're not going to go out of your way to say okay. that in the media. I mean, before the game, when they have shots of Trent coming out of the tunnel and about to take the field, and you get a chance to see the look in his face, no big deal ain't the first thing that's going to come to
All
mind.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I got you.
Randy Cross joining us on 95.7, the game, three-time Super Bowl champion for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, Randy, you've watched this team the last 4 or 5 years. They've had a ton of success. Do they look like the same team through six games that we're used to seeing?
No, they don't. But, you know, they had something last year that we talk about all the time when I have these conversations with you. It's everything a team does in the NFL is pretty much – it's predicated on two things, the weather, which you can't control, and injuries, which you can't control.
Mm.
And last year the Niners got really lucky with injuries in that they didn't have that many. This year you can't say that, but they still found a way to be pretty solid. Like you said, I mean, they're 3-3. And Dallas right now would trade in a second, personnel-wise and condition-wise and, you know, feel of the team-wise, you know, to be that kind of 3-3. It's they're getting healthier. They're looking at a game this week where, you know, going up, you got to win all four ways, offense, defense, special teams, and you got to beat the guys in the striped shirts.
Wow. Well, I love that. Hey, Randy, let me ask you this, because you played with many defensive Hall of Famers, and right now I was telling my partner and the fans, I don't recognize this defense, and they got some injuries, no Greenlaw, new coordinator, first-year defensive coordinator in Sorensen. But I called out Bosa. I just wanted to see more. And Thursday night he delivered. He had 14 pressures. But can you share with us what you're seeing from this defense? And can it take it up a notch or two to be considered a championship defense?
Yeah, I believe it can. I mean, there's a few things defensively. You need excellent work at corner. You need heat as far as pass rush goes. And that's something they got. They've got the work at the corners. They've got one of the most amazing defensive players in the league in Warner. What they also need is a presence in the middle on the back end. And hopefully that's something the next little bit that can start coming through for that defense. Cause that's whether it's the intimidating a crossing pattern, whether that's support coming from the inside, once that outside guy sets the edge, you need that bad, especially nowadays, because that can not only mitigate, you know, a tight end or whatnot when it comes to a guy, you know, like Kelsey, it'll also go a long way towards some of those running backs that come smoking through there and think they can run with impunity.
Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game, three-time Super Bowl champion. Randy, as an offensive lineman, The 49ers are without McCaffrey, and Jordan Mason has been the running back, pretty much the primary running back. As an offensive lineman, does the job change depending on the running back, or do the assignments stay the same regardless of the running back?
Yeah, they stay the same. I mean, for something like the offensive line, which is going to be hard to judge because not that many people know what they're looking at.
Right.
But when you create holes the way they have at times, it makes it a lot easier to look at and evaluate. But no, you can't suddenly, you were going 90%, now you got to go 100%. No, they've been playing really well and really hard. I just think it makes a difference. You know, Mason's playing great. I mean, they actually are getting some contributions from guys they were hoping they wouldn't have to know about, but now they know about them. But not having McCafferty makes a huge difference from the run and pass and the big play standpoint. And that just means the drive's maybe two or three plays longer. I think that's probably the only difference.
Randy, you got me kind of thinking, man. I was telling my partner yesterday, you know, a rivalry doesn't start until the other team wins. And right now, Kyle hasn't beat Andy Reid. So when the dust does settle Sunday at 4:30, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, win or loss, Randy, is this just 1-17, or is there something that Kyle needs to do to show he can beat Andy Reid and vice versa with the Niners, you know, getting the chief monkey off their back?
Well, I think the Niner fans would appreciate it if it would happen. but let's be realistic. There's only one game they have to win, and that's the next time they play.
Yeah. Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game, three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers. Do you notice that the 49ers are trying to throw it downfield a little bit more? And if you do, how much of that is maybe Kyle's trust in Brock Purdy, or maybe that's the way they're going about it without McCaffrey?
Well, you know, from my perspective, I thought they've always kind of been a chunk team. Whether it was with Debo or Ayuk, Jennings is now that kind of a guy. Kittle's always been that kind of a guy in the middle. That's just something I don't think you can get around it. You know, that's been an offense and probably an organization that for, hell, going back to when I was playing, you know, people that don't understand that style of offense, they always think of it as kind of a dink and dunk, you know, underneath passing kind of a team. They don't mind throwing it, and they got a quarterback that can throw it. And when he's really dangerous is when he's out of the pocket throwing the ball down the field. So I think Ayuk's just hitting his stride. I think Debo's always a deep threat, and I think that's an integral part of what they do, and they're going to have to make it work.
I was just about to ask you about Ayuk. You know that whole contract situation played out publicly, and you know he's gotten off to a slow start. So when I say Ayuk, you say what? I think you just answered, basically saying he's starting to hit his stride. But if Niner fans were disappointed, Randy, would that be valid of what they've seen thus far or haven't seen?
If they've been disappointed, look on the bright side. You don't have to sign those checks. But also look at it from an objective standpoint in that, you know, Trent Williams was in the same boat. And, you know, I think he plays the position that's a little harder to evaluate than Ayuk, where you could.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Ayuk can be open on any single play, and I think he's just really hitting things back, and he's back at it. Because I don't care, even if you're in the building, if you're not out there practicing, your timing's not there with the quarterback, it takes a while to get there.
Mm.
But I got to, just from watching the last game or so, I think they're there.
Randy, I'm always kind of curious because when the San Francisco 49ers lost in the NFC Championship game to the Rams, they had beaten them, I think, eight straight times in the regular season. And then in the big one, the Rams won the game. With that in mind, does Sunday's game have anything to do with what may happen if these teams meet in the Super Bowl?
Not really. You know, it'll be at a neutral site. If they meet in the Super Bowl, it's going to be at a pretty nice little place. And for all the marbles in the NFL, so not really. But it'll be a hell of a motivator for whichever team loses this one tomorrow, especially if it's Kansas City. I think Kansas City, you know, I've been in some of these games against teams where you go in there, you're pretty sure somehow, some way, you're going to win. And I guarantee you, if they were to answer things honestly, you ask that question of Kansas City and these players and these coaches, they would tell you that somehow, some way, we'll find a way to beat these guys because we always do.
Wow. Randy, I'm always asked who my all-time quarterback is, and I always say it's your quarterback, Joe Montana, but I can't ignore the elephant in the room, which is Patrick Mahomes, man. And I hate that history could have been altered. It wasn't. Niners could actually beat him twice. They didn't. He has three Super Bowls. He's this young. Just what do you see from Patrick Mahomes, who's coming in here Sunday? How good is he?
He's as advertised. Let's put it that way. I think he got two things going for him. One, he was lucky enough to watch Alex Smith and learn and be a young guy that doesn't have to get thrown to the wolves. And number two, he came along at the perfect time when the NFL sort of got over themselves and admitted that these offenses these kids are running in seven-on-seven camps and in middle schools and in high schools and in college, it works in the pros, and it's been working in the pros. And for a long time, NFL drafted quarterbacks and said, okay, you adjust to us. We don't adjust to you. And I think Patrick's a good example. He got a coach like Andy Reid, and Andy said, what do you like? What do you do well?
Mm.
And the first thing he's going to say is what he did all those years at Texas Tech and all the gazillion yards he threw for in high school. Hey, I like these patterns. I like this kind of offense. Why not run that? And coaches are now doing that.
I was going to say, is Andy different in that regard than maybe a run-of-the-mill coach?
No, I think the whole NFL is doing that.
I got you.
Look at Jaden Daniels in Washington.
Yeah.
Did you watch him at LSU much last year? I would challenge people to show me a gigantic difference between what he did at LSU last year and what he's doing right now at Washington, because to me they look pretty damn close.
Interesting.
Wow, that's a great point, Randy.
Hey, Randy, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Great stuff, and we really enjoy talking to you.
Anytime. Always great to be on the Bay Area.
All righty. That's Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion. And, of course, he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Man, I got to give you victory lap on Trent
again?
Williams. Please, been a little while. Yesterday you said, what was he supposed to say? But I guess in this era of sports, as big as he is, coming out with the boom box, you want that smoke. But Randy was like, just be ready game time. You don't say it on Monday, but I was just like, oh, man, he's going to eat this up. But, yeah, you can take it.
Yeah. The boombox gets too much play.
Well, when you're 3-3, I don't even know if they've been coming out to it. I don't even know if it's working. I'll say that. But, dude, what about the just the spread offense coming out of, you know, Jaden Daniels? Are they doing what he said where, Sonny, what would you like to do? What do you like to run? That's interesting. And maybe that's why Daniels looks like he's playing college ball on Sundays, because I'm shocked, Sonny, at how smooth and comfortable he looks, man.
Yeah. He looks good. He obviously looks good. Let's go to Jayla in Texas.
Hey.
She's been hanging on, or he. Jayla, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Jayla, my girlfriend. I had her call because I just had to say this one thing.
Wow.
This came from Antioch. But y'all said Pajimski was doing this thing. What about Anthony Lamb and Jerome Robinson? Currently, them all season over Lamb and Kuminga. That's what I'm talking about. Pajinski has not earned the right to put over Moody. Moody got defense, and he hit three.
All right. Jayla, I swear to God, I'm not doing this. The connection was not very good. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Boy, some people down on Pajemski.
Not down. They think, and I
is
think
he, they think he's
no. They
Steve
think
Kerr's
he's
favorite.
In Moody's way.
Well, that's he is.
But he wasn't there early on, and what was the excuse?
Well,
I think
Clay.
Moody's going to have a big
Clay
year.
Clay was there.
Moody's going to have a big year, Stoney. I think he's going to shock you, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for.
Who's not playing, though?
I don't have those answers. I just, it could be GP2, or it could be night to night.
Yeah.
But you want to be in that first eight. Three dudes off the bench, right?
See, if it's going to be night to night, that's going to invite criticism. I'm telling you right now.
Monty Poole sent out a tweet yesterday in regard to the starting two, and I think he said,
what do you got, Goo?
No,
you got a nugget?
Be careful, boy, now you're putting pressure on me. Paraphrasing.
All right.
D'Anthony Melton was more suited to come off the bench. Like, he would be the first guy off of the bench.
Okay.
So it won't be him. He kind of said he was out of the sweepstakes starting, if I read correctly. But we'll see. I'm excited. A week away, man.
Who do you think's going to start for the Warriors? We got 3 or 4 minutes here. Curry.
Stoney, I think it's Pods.
I think Curry will start.
Yeah, I think it's Pods. I think Curry's going to be the two and Pods will be the one, Stoney.
Well, then, who's out? Wiggins? Kuminga?
I think Dre's going to start at the five.
He's not. Well,
Wiggins and Kuminga.
If he does start at the five, then he's doing something that Steve Kerr
said. Because you could
start
it, Stoney, and 8 minutes in, you know, when his first sub come out, and you can go back in as four, and TJD could be the five. So you could start it that way. But I just think your best five are that lineup I gave you with without Pods, who I like. But I think Moody, Stoney, I think Moody he can do some things, man.
It's going to be interesting. There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt Moody now can put the ball on the floor and create and get his own shot.
He can't.
No, I'm saying he can without the tee. There was a point where all right, I think you're wrong.
So he can put the ball on the floor, get into the middle of the lane, and kick.
He's trying that more now than we've ever seen, Stoney. I'm telling
you. Trying.
And he has an attitude of, I know Tupac's his favorite rapper, but Stoney, I just feel like he's in a zone and he's reading the handwriting on the wall. What that writing is, you know, you get so many opportunities, but right now I think he's looking around saying, this just me, Stoney. Why not me? Damn it. And I'm seeing him dribble aggressively. And not like second guess. I'm just seeing him move. I'm telling you.
It sounds like you're seeing something in Moody that you believed you saw with Wiggins last year. Is there any similarity to those two comments?
Wiggins was on the bench when I saw something, when he looked at Curry, you know, walk off. Dude, I can't wait. I'm telling you, Moody.
What can't you wait for?
For the season. There's so many.
No, you can't do this. I'm more positive about the Warriors than you are.
Yeah, see, you jumped off the Sharks wagon, lose a couple, and
well,
now you're done.
I don't care about the Sharks if Celebrini's hurt. Lower body, week to week.
Is he week to week?
Correct.
They got a game tonight.
Well, he's not playing.
So what?
For heaven. Randy Cross. Three Super Bowls, man.
Is that it?
Stop, man.
Yeah, he left before the last one.
He really got
he
me thinking.
He played 13 years in San Francisco. Never played for another team.
Yeah. What did he say? How many bad ones in a bunch? Two or three? What about two or three?
Three or four idiots. Three or four idiots.
I was like, man, that ain't,
888-957-9570. Who are the Bay Area idiots?
Oh, boy.
Sign Mats?
I know.
He's an idiot.
Please.
Guru, first class idiots.
Hey.
Both of them. I said both of them.
But I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
That's one of my favorites.
John Sally. Gosh, we got to find him for hoop season. John Sally.
Well, you know who we should start getting?
Clay Thompson.
And I don't know if it's...
Who was 0-for-9 last night.
That's it?
Everybody relax. People panicking.
He was 0-for-9?
Yes.
I got it. Well,
saying it was game 6 of the preseason.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Remember when I figured out the numbers in his four elimination games? over the last 2 years.
I don't like that energy, gosh. Man. Yeah.
It wasn't very good. Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you right now, tonight, Warriors play the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm excited. Wiggins is in.
In L.A. Yep. And I'm just telling you, I'm going to watch it like a regular season game.
What's your job?
And no, I haven't really been paying attention okay. yet.
Right.
We're now a week before the season.
Right.
8 days. And so I'm going to watch that game tonight. Hope they play most of their guys.
And we'll chop it up tomorrow.
And we'll talk about it tomorrow. It's
no pods, broken nose. Evan reminded me. Man.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Sonny.
Did you see Embiid's done for the preseason?
What
did you see Doncic isn't
Paul
playing
George.
In the preseason? Kawhi Leonard's already been shut down in the preseason.
That dude's done, man.
We're talking about pods.
No, he broke his nose. I'm just saying that must hurt. You ever break your schnauzer?
No, look at it.
Like, if it says yeah, I'd feel like
no, look at it. No. No. He'll be able to play at some point.
I thought you did.
Oh, I'm radioing this. Hey, Evan, voice, Tiny. You're pretty good. But something
someone
happened.
Get a roll.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Might have caught a bow here or two. You here. No, you got a perfect Noah.
Thank you. It is funny. No, it's not. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can jump back into the media conversation. Earlier in the show, we were talking about what's going on in Dallas with Jerry Jones, what's going on in Philly with Nick Sirianni, and here we are at 3-3, and they're never a zoo out here with the media.
Well, they've been winning so damn much, Donnie, and this 3-3.
That's what I said. And then you kind of picked it. Picked it apart.
No, but after the Super Bowl losses and how the one constant comes up, the 10-point lead, that thing would not die. It would be spray-painted on walls and highways signs out here if we were in Philly, Chicago, Boston, or New York about how this team has come close and hadn't got it done.
I mean, the Eagles lost in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, but imagine had they done that twice and blown the lead. Dude, the radios would break, the phones. I'm just telling you. Kyle's in a good spot for that to have happened.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Bay Area media. Do we do a good enough job holding the players, the coaches, the GMs, the owners accountable? Do we want to do it like they do it in Philly or Dallas? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh. I've been caught, Goo. Put your hand in the cookie jar?
No, I changed my routine.
Eating it, what, at lunchtime, 12 o'clock?
Well, I forgot. I had my egg sandwich this morning, and I just wasn't
can't
hungry.
Stand eggs.
And eggs and sausage, Jimmy Dean, baby.
Now that hot. I like it the hot kind.
I wasn't hungry this morning for some reason, so I took it with me and I just realized, that's right, I got my thing.
Did you heat it up?
No.
Ugh.
No, I don't need to.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Pastor Brown texts me.
Brown? Who's.
See that? I don't play with the Lord. I said Pastor Brown.
A pastor is not the Lord.
But he. Anyway, Guru, where can I purchase tickets to tomorrow's Warriors open practice?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I think you can.
I don't think they're tickets. You just show up. How about that?
It's free?
Of course it's. Well.
Nothing's ever free.
And thank you, 1978. Dude, it's.
Are you sure they're even having an open practice?
The pastor just texted me.
He's a pastor. What's he know about basketball?
Hey, Pat, boy. I'm about to come over there.
Minister of Defense.
Can't believe you called him Buster Brown.
No, that was you.
Oh.
God, that's an old, outdated. Buster Brown?
Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's shoes. All right. Randy Cross just joined us, and he's very outspoken. You know what? I forgot. I'll let you in on a little secret. You know, he's the player that called 49er fans wine sippers.
Oh, man.
And I was going to ask him about it, and I went online to Google that he said it. And what showed up was a segment with you and me. We asked him already.
Oh, wow.
So I can't remember the answer.
Oh, it's an open gym. No need to buy a ticket.
So you were right.
Who says?
The text line.
Well, it actually says it's an open gym. You need to buy a ticket on Ticketmaster.
Oh, so no. See, that's the readers.
You couldn't have gotten it more wrong.
Nah, the eyes betrayed me.
If you tried.
The eyes betrayed me.
Well, you know what? They often betray you when you're trying to assess sports also.
I'll give you my early five.
What's up, buddy? How you doing,
I'm doing good.
Are you?
Yep.
We'll see.
I'm 3-2 in my fantasy league. No, 3-3. Excuse me. Like the Cowboys.
And the Niners.
Yeah, look at my man.
And the Niners.
But we're feeling good about it.
See, I don't know what's true or not. It says 925 Ticketmaster starting at $5.
Wow.
They're not going to charge a lot.
Okay.
I know that. By the way, if you haven't heard, a couple big trades in the NFL today.
Man.
Davante Adams, Jets. That's where he's going from the Raiders.
Get back with his best friend.
Amari Cooper. Browns have sent him to Buffalo.
That's huge.
So both those teams get a receiver that played last night.
All right, let's play some fantasy stuff here.
Okay.
And I know there's a salary cap. If you're the Niners, who would you want and what position would you go get? Because I'm looking at Las Vegas. If you could add the Raiders, Donnie, if they're fire sale, Max Crosby. Boy.
Let's go get him.
Imagine him with Bosa.
What about Myles Garrett?
Oh, wow.
Hassan Reddick, his agent.
What's going on with him? He fired his old agent. He's got a new representation.
It's the big boy.
CAA?
No. Well, Drew Rosenhaus, I believe, is who he hired.
Hmm.
He wants things to get moving, apparently. I don't know. What do you think the 49ers need most?
Position. Well, it's twofold. If McCaffrey's coming back, it's not running back, okay? But if he's coming back, and I'm assuming he is, Donnie, I'm sorry. A cornerback or a secondary's best friend is a pass rush. You got to get home, man. You just do. And Bosa's doing it all by himself, I believe, right now. Floyd.
Now he's doing it by himself.
No, seriously, man. If you could get another stud pass rusher, Steiny, man, I believe that would go a long way.
Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
He's a cleanup guy.
I said stud, like a dude at the top of his game.
Well.
Yeah. Somebody said Steiny hit it on the head for once. Myles Garrett.
He didn't say for once.
I mean, any team
Steiny hit it on the head.
I had it.
There was no for once.
Yeah, that's how I took it. But imagine that, man. I think they need help up front on the D-line. Like, it's impaired. No, there are no injuries there. And the ones you have, those guys aren't coming back. Hargrave. But just think about that revolving door last year. We kept saying, why is Chase Young here? Why'd they take a flyer on Randy Gregory? He did.
He stunk.
And he's giving up on plays in New Orleans.
What's
Randy
new?
Gregory. Like, they let you know, Steiny, you know, it ain't what it looks like. And right now, if you're going to be a problem in the NFC and you're trying to knock off the Lions, because I think they're destined to play them again in the playoffs.
They lost their best defensive player.
Yeah. That's a big blow, but
yeah.
Stoddy, everybody's
not as big as Greenlaw, though. Greenlaw, that's
no,
a killer. Hutchinson stinks.
No, they're about the same. But the Niners, Greenlaw might be coming back. I don't know why you keep saying playoffs for Hutchinson. They said he's out for the year.
They said if they make the Super Bowl, he's got a shot of playing.
Yeah.
So Greenlaw's more important than Hutchinson.
No, I'm just saying to the Niners, he's that tandem of Fred Warner and Greenlaw, Steiny, second to none.
There's something I want to get into about last night's game, Jets-Bills.
And the flags.
I'm a little worried about getting into it because I don't really know exactly what I'm going to say or how I'm going to say it. But I'm watching that game last night, and you know what I couldn't stop thinking? The Jets are going nowhere. I don't care if they got Davante Adams or not. They're going nowhere.
I'm interrupting. I don't believe that now with this trade.
So I'm watching these two teams, and I'm looking at Josh Allen. Seventh year now, I believe, he's been the quarterback for the Bills. All right? Aaron Rodgers has been with the Jets 2 years. Of course, he didn't play last year. He only played four plays, and now he's played six games. So, or five maybe, and I'm looking at the Bills, and I'm thinking about a team, and how teams win, and I'm looking at Josh Allen, and I'm like, okay, so he's been there 7 years. They've had some ups, they've had some downs, they've had success, They obviously haven't won a Super Bowl, but he's been there the whole time. And I'm looking at his teammates around him, and I'm thinking, man, they must be invested in Josh Allen because he's been there for a while. They are trying to get over the hump together. They've played seasons together. And then I'm comparing that to Aaron Rodgers, who to me is a hired gun. And how can the Jets have a sense of team or a sense of investment in a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who just got there a year ago, didn't play, and now is playing? Like, there's something about chemistry, about teamwork, about investment. Like, you just can't create that immediately. And that's why I'm just looking at those two teams last night thinking, the Jets just, I don't see it. I don't see this guy coming in and in a short period of time just earning the entire trust of the whole team, all his teammates, everybody on offense, everybody on defense, unquestioned leader. He just got there.
But
I don't think he can overcome that.
But they're a couple Greg Zuerlein field goals away from winning the game outright. And I know you're saying it's bigger than actually the outcome, but this ain't Cub Scouts. This is about making plays. And now Aaron Rodgers has his old buddy back with him. I think this move today puts him right back in it. And it's about making plays. And guys had to go through that were on the Jets roster last year, the whole Zach Wilson fiasco, all that bad quarterback play, and now you got Aaron Rodgers, and now you're 2-4. But, Stoney, I believe they got action. I believe they just went to the doctor, the football doctor, and got some penicillin for whatever ailed them. And now we might even see the best version of Aaron Rodgers. I can't stand anything about him. Nothing's ever his fault. His mannerisms, everything is awful. But they're playing, and they got a damn good defense. They could have easily won that game last night.
Yeah, and I actually see the Davante Adams acquisition as something that is not going to cure their ills.
Wow. Well, his rent's going to take a hit then, because people don't like how he handled the Vegas situation.
I mean, if I'm a New York Jet, and I've been there for 4 or 5 years, and a year ago, Aaron Rodgers comes onto my team. We changed, you know, he's the new guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he gets hurt. Now we come out this year, he's healthy again, we're off to a bad start, he's not playing well, the coach gets fired, and a week later, oh, we're going to go get Davante Adams, Rodgers' favorite receiver. I'm just saying, if you're a Jets player, I don't know how you get total buy-in. I really don't.
Well, you look at the effort last night, and I'll tell you what, whatever player you speak of that's been there 4 or 5 years, I'll tell you what, they ain't won a damn thing. So maybe they've been part of the problem. I don't think that, Stoney, you're talking about it like it's a luxury.
What is?
To where the guys that have been there and they haven't been winning, like they supersede Rodgers just getting there. No, Rodgers, the whole hope was he gives us a chance.
Yeah,
so to hell with the guys that have been here 4 or 5 years and we haven't won Dinley's squad.
Well, you can't win with guys who don't believe.
Well, now you got Adams.
But that's
Rodgers,
two players.
Garrett Wilson.
I'm talking about. I'm
Brees
talking
Hall.
About. That's great. I'm talking about the 50 guys on that team and comparing them to Josh Allen's teammates who have been by Allen's side for years and years and years. I just think it's hard. I think it's asking too much to get the Jets to buy in to this guy. I do.
But when does it become or stick?
Well, they're 2-4.
Yeah, right, but when does it just...
They're 2-4.
When is it about football, I guess? Like, I can't be mad at you. Like, you're saying I'd take the Bills locker room over the Jets locker room.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, it's about first downs, touchdowns, and sound football.
I think
when is it about that?
I think
Devontae's bringing that when he gets off the airplane.
You don't know that.
Well,
you don't know that.
They'll be better than they are now.
You don't
offensively.
Know that either.
Yeah, I believe it to
okay.
be. That's that. So I'll say that.
But,
and so do the Jets. That's why they made the trade.
He's a mercenary, Aaron Rodgers. And I what I think about football is,
well, Peyton Manning did it when he went to Denver.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.